In Baltimore, a 21-year-old with a long history of run-ins with the police has been charged with murder and arson for allegedly setting fire to a house that killed a woman and five of her six children last Wednesday. The woman, Angela Dawson, was known as an anti-drug activist, someone who would kick drug dealers off her corner and call the police on them. It's believed that she was killed because she was too outspoken. The killing of Dawson and her children has outraged many people in Baltimore. Sure, some have lived their whole lives in tough neighborhoods where drugs, murder, and senseless death have become commonplace, but this seemed to cross a line.
Five innocent children. It's not right. It's not right at all.
Sometimes I sit in my room and I cry because all that was going through my head was them kids wasn't going to make it out.
A group of young women sit on a stoop nearby the Dawson house. Theirs is one of a couple of homes not boarded up and abandoned. East Baltimore is one of the roughest neighborhoods in an already tough city. Per capita, Baltimore has the highest rate of heroin use in the country and has one of the highest homicide and violent crime rates. Sabrina Small says she lives in another neighborhood, but it's not that different than East Baltimore.
Everybody that lives on a block where it's drugs, that's what they go through every day. Yeah. The drug dealers on it. Where I live at, we call the police on them. We taking the risk also because they threaten you. They try to take control of your block. We call the police and tell the police they go on the corner, give them descriptions and all of that. You think the police come around there and make them get off the corner? No.
Now there are two police cars parked opposite the Dawson home. When asked why they were there, one officer said to protect you all, meaning the mostly white reporters who combed the block yesterday, interviewing the mostly black residents. Piled up along one wall of the Dawson home are dozens of teddy bears and silver balloons that say, "We love you and we miss you." When you look up, you can see black soot ringing the boarded-up windows up on the second floor, where Angela Dawson and her five children were engulfed in flames. The twins, Kevin and Keith, aged 9, Carnell, aged 10, Juan, who was 12, and LaWanda, 14. They were all kids Stephen Purnell knew from the youth center down the street.
Innocent little kids that wanted to be kids. Always, they all stayed together, especially that little, the handicapped one, Kevin, I think his name was. He was the funniest one.
Really? Why?
Because he would cuss y'all in a blink.
He would?
Yes. Couldn't talk good, but you can understand that. He would keep you laughing. And he was a little devil. You know how, just being a kid. He would sit on the step, drink a beer, watch a kid swim in the swimming pool right in the backyard, eating her crabs. Sitting back there, watching them play little shooting around on the hoops, trying to shoot the little teeny ones. But they played well to be a family. They was a family.
It wasn't just neighbors who were out on the sidewalk in front of the Dawson house. People drove up from all over. A man and his daughter placed a bouquet of pink roses on top of the pile of teddy bears. A woman quickly got out of her car to stuff some money in a contribution jar someone had set up on the sidewalk. And a woman with a cane, she didn't want to give her name, walked up with a little boy.
I heard about this. I just say, oh my God, this was me. I can feel everything she been through, I can feel it.
All we wanted
to do was just live.
Yeah,
they bust my door down. The police department did nothing.
Is this your son?
That's my grandson.
Your grandson? How old are you?
He's seven.
I am eight.
When is your birthday?
Today.
Today?
Mm-hmm.
Today's your birthday? Happy birthday.
Thank you.
May we ask you a question? What do you think of all this?
I think it's stupid.
Why?
I don't know why.
You know why? He ain't really know all about what happened and everything.
So why did you come here? Why did you bring him here?
I brought him here because I just wanted us to pay our last respect.
Stacy Johnson and Barry Madonna also came to pay their last respects.
At least she didn't die in vain.
Why didn't she die in vain?
Because it's like, you ever heard that saying, it's like, I'd rather down my feet than live on my knees. By her, you know, stepping out against drug dealers and telling them that, you know, she wasn't going to, you know, accept it, you know, that's what she died for ultimately. But at least she died for something.
Stacy Johnson is wearing a blue do-rag on his head, and he looks a lot like Tupac Shakur, the rapper who was gunned down. He leans on the SUV Barry Modano is driving. Modano has a row of gold-capped teeth in front, studded with diamonds. He's wearing gold-rimmed sunglasses and a gold satin jacket. They both look like drug dealers, which, in fact, they used to be, here in this neighborhood.
We are from this, you know, this, what sparked that fire, you know, is what we live.
So how did you get out of it?
I went to prison. You know, I went to prison, did my time.
For what?
For drugs. And I'm married. You know, I got a very, very good, very excellent wife standing in my corner. And plus plus I have two children that need their father out here.
He went to jail, I got shot 5 times. That's why I'm in the wheelchair.
Well, how do you guys feel since you were once on the other side?
That's where you get, like, that should not be tolerated, even from drug dealers. I mean, not only should the neighbors be in the uproar, but even drug dealers should be in the uproar. You know, just like the police should be looking for them, the streets should be looking for them, because that was uncalled for, you know, totally uncalled for. So, from both sides, if I was just a regular neighbor, you know, that never knew nothing about this, I would be upset. And if I was still out here, I would be upset.
In this neighborhood, everyone is upset, but no one we talked to believed anything would change. Not the young women on the stoop, not the grandmother paying her respects, not the neighbor who knew the children, and not the former drug dealers. They got out, barely, and say their lives are better now. Angela Dawson was reportedly offered a new place to live by the police, but turned it down. People who knew her say she was adamant that she was not going to be forced out, and that she was convinced she could make her small corner a better place. Angela Dawson is survived by her husband, Carnell, who is in critical condition at a Baltimore hospital, and by an older daughter who didn't live with the family. Relatives are making funeral arrangements. For pictures from East Baltimore, you can turn to our website, npr.org.